Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM, Monday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to speak technology with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. Lewis is joining me with our video link this morning so we can see him and hear him this week. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good to see you and have you on the program. And gosh, I didn't ask you what stories have kind of risen to the your attention span this week, but what's been going on? What have you noticed?
Something interesting that's been going on is, so the United States Constitution, the actual document, the actual physical document.
Right, okay.
There's only a certain amount of copies of that were created, you know, when the Constitution was created itself. And so when one of those goes on the market, it's a big deal because it sells for like millions of dollars, right?
Well, yeah.
One went on the market. And what makes this interesting from a cyber perspective is that a group of people banded together to use Bitcoin to try and buy, they collaborated all their Bitcoin to try and buy this copy of the U.S. Constitution. And this was actually news for a while because, you know, they made it very public that they were going to do this and, you know, collaborate and everything. Well, the auction happened. And the copy sold for $43.2 million, but the crypto group was outbid by a private investor. So some anonymous person now owns this, you know, original
rare
copy of the U.S. Constitution.
Amazing. How about that?
But the interesting thing about it is just this dynamic and how, you know, one of the things that cryptocurrency, you know, is allowing for is for people to band together and pool this, you know, their crypto money and still remain anonymous and, you know, act as a group kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true. Very interesting. Okay, very good. And I'm remiss in not wishing you a very happy Cyber Monday today.
Oh, yes. Happy Cyber Monday, everyone.
Since we're talking technology, I mean, it is Cyber Monday today, and so there you go. Now, I heard a story this morning on the news that said that folks were going actually back into more brick-and-mortar stores this year on Black Friday and during the Thanksgiving week than they had last year. And, of course, it makes sense that maybe because we were so locked down with COVID and things last year that maybe folks are getting out a bit more. So I don't know how Cyber Monday sales will go. Any predictions today?
I think Cyber Monday sales are probably going to be good. I think sales, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you know, I think we're going to see an increase over last year because just about anything is an increase over last year. Now, whether it's an increase over pre-pandemic stuff, I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. But I think people are going back into brick and mortar stores just because they've been cooped up for almost 2 years and they just want to get out and do stuff. They want to be able to buy. There's still a lot of reasons to want to buy stuff in person. But I will say, if you look just at our little community here in the Four Corners, especially in Farmington, you can see very tangibly the impact of kind of the twin punches of the pandemic and just more things being sold online. I mean, it's very evident when you go around farming to see all the businesses that are no longer here.
Right.
All the kinds of products that you can't buy locally anymore. Like, as a computer guy, you know, it was 10 years ago, I could go to multiple places in Farmington and buy, like, you know, computer parts and, you know, various types of cables and things. You could get it at Radio Shack. You could get it at, you know, various electronic stores. Those are all gone. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff like that where you have, and even if you go into the big box stores and the other stores we do have here, a lot of stuff you can't get there. You either have to have them order it for you or you just get online and order it.
Right.
but you, yeah, I don't really do a lot of local shopping anymore because it's, I know 90% of the time I'm not going to be able to get it locally. I'm going to have to drive around forever to find it, and it's just easier for me to order it online and wait for it to come.
For those types of products, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Very interesting. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Windows 11, which is, I know, coming out, and the story on where am I seeing this morning? ZDNet, I guess, is where it's from, saying that if you upgrade to Windows 11, you can roll back to Windows 10. The headline says you can easily roll back Windows 11 to Windows 10 until this bonkers policy kicks in. And it's a Microsoft policy. I don't know if you've heard that, but you can only roll back to Windows 10 if you do it before 10 days after you've upgraded.
Yeah, so again, when Windows 10 first came out, the way it was licensed is you could buy Windows 10, but it had a rollback license where you could buy Windows 10, but you could install Windows 7, or Windows 8.1 or something.
Right.
And, you know, they kind of kept that for a long time. And this is something similar, but you're right. They're putting a time frame on how long you have to roll back.
So if you don't you better decide in 10 days, I guess, that you don't like it.
Yeah, and it's and there's been a lot of controversy around Windows 10 because of conflicting information. I thought I talked about this before, but maybe I just posted on my blog. But, you know, every week there's another opinion as to whether or not Windows 11 is going to run on machines with older Core i processors, like the Core i5, Core i7. Some of the older generation ones, Microsoft's been saying Windows 11 just isn't going to run on those. And then you'll see someone post an article that says, oh, well, Microsoft said something different this week, and then the next week it's back to the original.
Ah.
So, you know, there's a lot of like that going around, and I think the rollback is going to become part of that issue as well.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we are out of time, Lewis, but thank you so much for joining me this week, visually and audibly. We appreciate it.
Hey, everyone, have a great week.
All right, you too. Thank you very much. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday here on our Monday Reboot segment on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.